Hare Krishna. A few items before talk about a very nice pastime and a lesson to be learned from it. On Monday, I had a blood test, and the result of that showed improved kidney activity. Not normal, but improving. And that evening I also met with the nephrologist doctor, kidney doctor, kidney specialist. And we reviewed everything, went over everything, and he advised that I just stay one more week in the UK and have another test next week and see that things are well, improved, ideally, but if not further improved, then at least no deterioration has taken place, and then go back to Hungary and continue monitoring the situation there. So I've got a ticket back for Hungary on the 10th of May, so we'll arrive there on the 11th because we're going by train. And then next time I come back to the UK, I don't know when that will be, but it won't be that long, then we'll do some further checkups. And anyway, I have full access to doctors here in any case, and we'll continue doing tests in Hungary just to see how developments are. So that was welcome news. That was good news. And the other item, the second item, was that. So the second item is that Navabraja Mahima, in English, there are only 80 sets left. We're now just completing production on the volume 9 on the map book, otherwise, everything else is sort of. Ready to go, the second five volumes, but there's only 80 left, and devotees who want to purchase those should put in their orders, otherwise there won't be any for a long time, and our next concentration is really going to be on translating and printing the Hungarian versions. And for those devotees who live in the USA, then they can get their copies from Krishna Culture at a very good, advantageous shipping price. The price is the same, but the shipping will be cheap rather than having it shipped from Hungary. So devotees can go there, turn to Krishna Culture, and they can provide you with Navabraja Mahima. Now, the pastime, and I was sent this last night from Sachinanda Maharaj's website. I take it it's from the Ramayana. Very, very nice story. When Sita, Ram, and Lakshman went into exile, and they're leaving Ayodhya, of course they went to cross the Sharayu River, and when they reached the river, there were no boats there, how to cross to the other side. As they were standing there, then a boat appeared, obviously being driven by a boatman. And the boatman came and asked, would you like to cross to the other side? And they said, yes, yes, please take us over to the other side. And so so he did. And as he was ferrying them to the other side, the boatman was looking at Lord Ram and Sita Devi and crying in great ecstasy. And when they finally reached the other side, then Lord Ramachandra was at a loss as to how he was going to repay the boatman for his labors. They didn't have anything. They left everything behind. And then he noticed that Sita Devi was still wearing a pearl necklace around her neck. So he gestured to her, and yes, she was going to take it off, and said, "Well, I'm not going to need a pearl necklace in the forest." And so she started taking it off, but then the boatman protested. He says, no, please don't do that. We have a custom here in this area amongst the boatmen, and that is that when one boatman takes another boatman across the river, then they don't charge. And that means that, you know, whenever boatmen need to go across, then they just return the favor. So Lord Ramachandra was amused by this, and he says, "Well, do you think I'm a boatman? Now that I've lost my kingdom, I'm a boatman." And the boatman said, "Yes, you're not because you lost your kingdom, but you're already the greatest boatman. You're the great boatman who takes living entities across that great ocean of repeated birth and death to its far, far shore, which is your own spiritual abode. So you are certainly a boatman, and therefore you're also one of us." So Lord Ramachandra was very pleased by that response, and then he said, "So then, what's your request?" He says, "My request is that when I'm standing on the ocean of repeated birth and death, when my time comes for that, I request that you take me across to the other side without any charge. As I'm taking you across with no charge, then you also follow the boatman's custom and take me across to the other side with no charge." Lord Ramachandra smiled and he said, "Tatashtu." He says, "All right, so be it. I will take you across to the other side and I will not charge you anything." So I find it was a very beautiful story, and it shows the importance of somehow or another gaining the Lord's pleasure. Coincidentally, this morning I was just listening to a Bhagavatam class that was entitled "Somehow or Another, Just Make Krishna Smile." And Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing that if we can just make Krishna pleased with us, if we can just make Krishna smile, then our whole life will be a success. And how do we make Krishna smile? Well, in the same way that the boatman pleased Lord Ramachandra by his service. He had this very simple service, and by that service he pleased the Lord. So in the same way, somehow or another, we're fortunate enough to come in contact with the Supreme Lord, and we're fortunate enough to be able to do some service. Whatever that service is given to us by our spiritual master, by our authorities, and we should always take that service that it's granted to us by the Lord and do it very meticulously, very carefully, knowing that this is the way that we will actually make Krishna smile. For some people, their service will be distributing books, and some people, their service will be worshipping the deities, or cleaning pots, or serving other Vaishnavas, or anything. Whatever service we get, we should hold on to it very carefully, and we should perfect that service. And if we do that service, and this was what Srila Prabhupada also said in this lecture, if we do that service nicely, whatever that service is, then Krishna will be pleased with us. And if Krishna is pleased with us, well, we can't take it for granted that there's no charge for going across to the other side, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only taking us over to the ocean of birth and death to the other side, but on top of that, also giving us Krishna prema. Because the boatman wasn't an ordinary person. He was seeing the Lord face to face. So you don't just get to see Lord Ramachandra face to face without having already krita punya punja, without having already performed a lot of service and a lot of devotional activity. Nonetheless, we have this opportunity, and we should gain Krishna's service so that when that time comes, then Krishna will take into consideration all of the devotional activity that we performed. And it will certainly be weighed. So that's why Srila Prabhupada said, just somehow please Krishna. And Prabhupada would also say that the real secret of pleasing Krishna is to preach, is by preaching. Preaching directly or furthering the preaching movement. If we do that, then definitely we can gain the Lord's mercy. So I thought that was a very nice pastime to be able to pass on. Somehow or another, we should please the Lord by our service. And whatever service we have, we should hang on to that with real faith and determination. Hare Krishna.